Dear friends, welcome to another edition of your favorite weekend character building show, Rivetics. My name is Anne Kubricks, and I am the president of Agape Birthrights, a non-governmental organization in the Niger Delta region based in River State, Port Harcourt. I am your host for today. Just before we begin, let's take an opening message from Her Excellency, Justice Mrs. Suzette Eberechi Nyisom-Wike, the initiator of this wonderful program, Rivetics.
Very warm greetings to our most distinguished people of River State. I bring you greetings on yet another occasion of Rivetics on Radio, our character building weekend show. On this episode, we shall be focusing on social justice as a principal requirement for peaceful coexistence in society. This is one quality that we should boast of as we celebrate our 50th Jubilee anniversary as a state. This week, precisely on February 20th, the world observed the United Nations World Day of Social Justice with the theme, Preventing Conflict and Sustaining Peace Through Decent Work. On this 10th anniversary of this observance that was first proclaimed by the General Assembly of the United Nations in 2007, member nations have been invited to support the effort of the international community in poverty eradication, promotion of full employment and decent work, gender equity and access to social well-being and justice for all. Member nations were called upon to advance social justice by removing barriers that people face because of gender, age, race, ethnicity, religion, culture, or disability. Social justice is at the heart of every effort to develop society and the dignity of individual members of society. This year, the United Nations is emphasizing a specific message that among the strategies being deployed by all partners of societal development and peace building, employment and income generation are fundamental elements for the prevention of conflicts and addressing post-conflict challenges. We therefore call on communities and individuals to pursue job creation, skills acquisition, and entrepreneurship initiatives as key strategies for building confidence, promoting equality and social justice in society. For ease of understanding, I have grouped the call to promote social justice into five categories as follows. 1. Dignity of the human person. We are called to ask whether our actions as a society respect or threaten the life and dignity of the human person. 2. Call to family or community participation. We are all called to support the family, which is the principal social institution, so that people can participate in society, build community spirit, and promote the well-being of all. 3. Rights and responsibilities. We are called to protect the rights that all people have to things required for decent living, such as food, clothing, and shelter, amongst others. 4. Focus on the poor and vulnerable. We are called to pay special attention to the needs of the poor, elderly, or otherwise vulnerable persons around us and even far away. Lastly, 5. The dignity of work and the rights of workers. We are called to protect the basic rights of all workers, the right to engage in productive work, fair wages, private property, and the right to organize, join unions, and pursue economic opportunities. Let me conclude by stating that the responsibility of promoting social justice rests principally on the individual as the master of his destiny and societal leaders as those entrusted with the commonwealth for the benefit of all. The individual should drive himself or herself with the understanding that the change being sought by him or her begins within. From the individual, it will scale up to the family unit and then to the community level, next the state level, national level, and of course finally the global level. Our collective responsibility as a people to create a just and egalitarian society has a direct impact on the quality of peace, stability, growth, and development of our society. As Albert Einstein once said, and I quote, Striving for social justice is the most valuable thing to do in life, unquote. I invite you to listen closely to our distinguished guest speaker, the very articulate and vibrant Madam Anne Q. Briggs, as she throws light on the topic of social justice. Our blessed people of River State, always remember to let your manners speak for you. God bless and keep you and your families, and God bless River State.
Don't sit, there are things to be done.
Every day,
with your bit, the battle will be won.
That's the way.
Be tolerant, be understanding.
Show some care.
Be just and undemanding.
Be sincere.
The road to greatness is rough, but with hard work we'll surely overcome. Be proud of your state.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, this is, as usual, Rivetics on Radio, and I am, once again, Anne Q. Briggs. I am your host for today, and I will be speaking today on social justice. Social Justice Day was celebrated on Monday, the 20th of February. It's a worldwide celebration acknowledged by the United Nations. Social justice. What is social justice? And what do we aim to achieve by social justice? Social justice deals with achieving full employment and support for social integration. And it covers a lot of areas. It covers employment, it covers housing, it covers education, it covers women issues, it covers children issues. It covers all areas of democracy and what we should expect as the electorate, as a people who have put people in power to take charge over issues to do with development in states, in countries, particularly, for instance, in Nigeria, where we have 36 states and Nigeria is a federation. Now, the theme for this year's celebration of social justice for 2017 is preventing conflict and sustaining peace through decent work. Now, this for me is very apt for Nigeria, and it is very apt for the Niger Delta. It is very apt for all the states that make up our country, Nigeria. Now, to prevent conflict and to sustain peace, it seems like that is what Nigeria has been trying to achieve for a very, very long time, particularly in the Niger Delta. Because it seems as if the Niger Delta is constantly on a process of agitation, a process of demanding, a process of wanting. And we are always being told about sustaining peace. So I think the theme for this year is something we need to explore, we should explore for us in the Niger Delta particularly. Because Nigeria is a member of the UN, the United Nations, and is committed by its membership to advancing peace and human dignity, Nigeria is therefore obligated to us, the people of Nigeria, the people of Niger Delta, the people of River State, to advance and maintain peace and human dignity, meaning Nigeria must act and promote a better and fairer future with rapid and greater social justice for us, the people, for us, the electorate, for our children, and for our future. Now, take for instance, states. States in Nigeria are supposed to be the federating states in the country. Now, if we actually follow that process and we actually practice federalism, then it means that we have chosen at independence what we ought to be delivering at this point, which is our right to social justice. The people have a right to expect this from politicians. And the underlying principle for peaceful and prosperous coexistence within and amongst, at international level, within nations, but at the level of Nigeria, within states, and at the level of states, within the communities and the local governments of those states. Now, social justice is supposed to guarantee and promote gender equality and equality of the rights of indigenous peoples. Now, for instance, in River State, we have indigenous peoples in River State. Who are the indigenous peoples in River State? The Ikweres, the Ogonis, the Ekpeyes, the Ijaws. These are the indigenous peoples of River State. And our rights are guaranteed by the United Nations in the preamble and in the guarantee of social justice. Now, social justice is advanced and should thrive when barriers such as gender, age, race, ethnicity, religion, culture, disability are not used in promoting development. What do I mean by that? In promoting development, the age of the person, the gender of the person, whether you're male or female, whether you're Ikwere or whether you're Goni, whether you're a Muslim or a Christian, what your culture is, whether you're blind or you're deaf or you're lame, should not play a role in deciding what you get or what you contribute in national development and what government is supposed to deliver to you on the issue of democracy. So these are the things that social justice guarantees for us. So it is very important that we as a people understand this, because if we don't understand this, we are not able to demand from our government and the people representing us at government level to deliver what they must deliver to us. Let us take a break.
Look at your life, hey, what do you want to make of it? There is dignity in labor, that's the kind of life that's worth living. Idleness breeds evil, there's plenty around to do, my friend. So work hard, really hard, that's the only way to live your life.
Welcome back to Rivetics, and once again we thank Her Excellency for this marvelous program. As I was saying in the other segment, we are entitled to have a right to the very minimum and adequate standard of living if really we have social justice. The very minimum and adequate standard of living is to promote the well-being of individuals and their families. The United Nations Protocol on Human Rights and the Protocol of the African Charter of Human Rights guarantees this standard of living. It guarantees it for us, and therefore we must know that this is a right. And if we know that this is a right, then we should be confident in our demands for this right. For instance, some of the things that make up the minimum adequate standard of living is access to food, access to clothing, to housing, to healthcare, and to social services. And this should be delivered to the electorate in an organized and structured and effective manner that will be done under an effective delivery system by trained professional personnel. And this has to be packaged by the government. This is the responsibility of government under a true democratic system. And if we do not know these rights, we're not able to demand for these rights. And if we do not know these rights, we're not able to work with our government to deliver these rights to us. When we demand for rights, we don't always have to be seen or be on the side of agitating or being angry with government. No. Asking for what you're entitled to does not start with being angry. it actually starts with recognizing that these are things that is expected for you. These methods are to ensure that justice and respect is maintained. And through this, we're able to promote social progress and a better standard of living for our people. It is therefore our responsibility to make sure that our government and our country, in the case of Nigeria, at federal level downwards, provide the right conditions for these rights to be made available to us, and that these rights are protected for us. We are to live in a peaceful and equitable and just society, or country, or state, and with our neighbors, like with other neighbors in other countries, like our nearest neighbors, say Ghana or Togo, Lomé, Benin Republic, all the countries that border with Nigeria, we're supposed to live at peace with them. But most importantly, at state level, we're supposed to live at peace amongst ourselves. Like, for instance, between Bayelsa and the Rivers, between Abia and Imo, and so on. This ensures for fair distribution of all that we are entitled to. We're entitled to fair income and a fair living wage. What is fair income and a fair living wage? For instance, if a man is doing exactly the same job as a woman is doing, they should both have the same salary. A man should not have a higher salary than a woman who is doing exactly the same job. We should be paid equally for doing the same job. Access to resources. We are to have access to our resources. And like in Nigeria today, in the Niger Delta, this is the issue that is burning on the table today. Access to resources. Do we have access to our resources? No, we don't. But we are entitled to. We must have access to our resources. And the only way we can have access to our resources today is that we must sit down and agree on that concept in Nigeria. Right now in Nigeria, even though Nigeria is a federation, and a true federal practice actually ensures access to resources, that is not what is happening in Nigeria. And that takes us back to the issue of peace, to the issue of development. If we don't have access to our resources and we're constantly on agitation, then there is no peace and then there is no justice. Social justice will ensure that these things are discussed and that we come to a conclusion on them. All the opportunities must be made available to all. All the opportunities that nationhood offers, development offers, must be made available to all of us. It doesn't matter how big a state is or how small a state is. It must be made available not just to a few, but to all, and on equal basis. We must participate and compete on fair and just level. And this level must be a complete, fair and equitable playing field. We are all equal in Nigeria. Social justice, therefore, is guarantee of human rights. And human rights is the accountability of government to us, the citizen. And this is a fundamental right for us to survive as a people. Let's take another break.
Listen, let me tell you something. I don't understand why we're fighting over nothing. Together we can make life better. I believe in you, you believe in me. So brother, brother, let us be strong as one.
You know, I can't understand why these things should happen the way they do. In fighting, intrigue, he's only shorter, taller, or whatever. But you're the same. So let's march on together as one, indivisible.
Brother, brother, let us be strong as one.
We're back again and continuing on where I left off, which is saying that social justice is a fundamental human right to survival. Developing countries, for instance, such as Nigeria, we suffer neglect, not primarily from our own neglect, but primarily from foreign entities. We have to deal with people outside of Nigeria. For instance, we have to interact with the World Bank. We have to interact with the International Monetary System. We have to interact with private sectors. And we have to interact with our government. And between these interactions, the people are left out because of national and international politics. Therefore, we need a collective push towards government to practice fair exploration of our resources that is based on human rights and justice and equity. If we desire peace, we must have collective interaction. Now, before we round up, women and children are the most vulnerable when it comes to poverty, when it comes to insecurity, sickness, exploitation, and corruption. These are the major causes of failure of social justice. For instance, child labor. Child labor is highly offensive. For instance, children are taken out of communities and they are brought to the cities with promises to their parents that they will have a better life. But really what happens is these children are brought into the cities, and in majority of cases, you see them hawking during the days when they should be going to school. They work as hard as adults. They hawk, and they are actually becoming servants of children of their own age. There is something very wrong with that. And I believe that with this exposure that the First Lady is now giving, and even her own interaction, I think we will come to a point where all of these issues will be taken on board and looked at first by Her Excellency and then, of course, by the government. Because these children suffer psychological abuse that in the future the society will pay for because they have been denied. So there is the privilege and the non-privilege, and that shouldn't be so. We should correct this. When I was growing up, it wasn't like that. So if it is like that now, we must stop it so that all the children are on equal footing. Doesn't matter whether you're born and raised in Port Harcourt or you're born and raised in Ogbolo, every child must have the same opportunity. When we put these principles of equality, justice, fairness into action, then we take away abuse and denial. And therefore, we are taking care of violence and insecurity and corruption and backwardness before it actually happens. But if we don't arrest that within the children that are growing up now, and we start by abusing the mental capacity of these children by child labor and depriving them of equality, when they become 16, 17, they become, through no fault of their own, the problem of society. And it becomes, so the vicious circle go on. People starve, and yet there are homes that even today, people put too much food on their plate, they don't finish it, they throw it away in the dustbin. And yet there are children that can eat that very food and have a full stomach and go to bed. Before I round up, I hope that I have been able to join this sensitization program and contribute in my own little way. This sensitization program that Her Excellency is taking on, I congratulate her and continue to encourage her and offer once again that I will make myself available in whatever little way that I can contribute. This is a noble sensitization program, and we must encourage her and encourage ourselves to actually understand what our role is. We, the people, have even a greater role to play than government, because we must make government to deliver. So while government owes us a great responsibility and accountability, we, the people, owe ourselves a much greater responsibility and accountability. We must be true to ourselves and work with our political representatives from council to state to federal government level to give us what is just and equitable as the electorate and as the people. I thank you very much.
Dear friends, this is the much we can take on today's edition of Reef Ethics. I hope it made a difference in our collective effort to make our society a better place. If you missed parts of this episode or wish to download these or previous editions, please visit our website www.reefethics.com to listen to or download all episodes. You're free to share the production with your friends at your school or community. You can join the Reef Ethics family on Facebook or Twitter via at Reef Ethics, and you can call our phone numbers for questions related to these or other editions. The numbers are 0808-917-7707, 0902-917-7706, or send us an email to reefethics@gmail.com. The Reef Ethics radio program currently airs on 5 radio stations in Reef State every Saturday as follows: Nigeria Info 92.3 FM from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. with a repeat broadcast by 12 noon to half past 12 in the afternoon on Sundays. Radio Rivers 99.1 FM 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock in the morning with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Rhythm 93.7 FM, half past 2 to 3 p.m. in the afternoon, with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Treasure FM 98.5, 6:30 to 7 p.m. in the evening, with a repeat broadcast on Sunday by half past 5 to 6 o'clock in the evening. On Wazobia 94.1 FM, on Saturday evening, the program starts at 5 o'clock to 5:30 p.m. and a repeat broadcast on Sunday at 11:30 to 12 in the afternoon. Until next week with another host, remember to always let your manners speak for you. Wishing you a great week ahead.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.